Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
There's only one place where you can go and connect with over 400 agricultural companies in one day, and that's the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit with exhibitors spanning all segments of agriculture like chemical application, precision ag products, livestock equipment, seed, and so much more. You can chat with dealers, kick the tires, and even get in the driver's seat of all of your favorite products from John Deere, Case IH, Massey Ferguson, and more. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for a list of exhibitors and join us at the Amarillo Civic Center, November the 30th through December the 2nd.
Well, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures today ended up pretty quiet all day. We had December live cattle 37 higher at 133.52. February is up 45 at 137.70. The April live is up 42 at 141.30. The June's down 5 here at 136.25. January feeders were down 45 at 160.92. The March feeder cattle down 17 at 163.37. April's down 20 here at 165.87. The cash trade this week looks like it's going to be 133 to 134. So that's steady to a couple dollars better than what we saw last week. And then after the close today, we had a cattle on feed report, which was pretty much in line with the average guesses. On feed, as of November 1st, were 100% of last year, and the estimate was 100%. Placements were 2% larger, or 102% of last year. The average guess was 102.5%, so placements maybe just a little bit smaller than expected. And then the marketing number, 95%. We were looking for 96. So I guess some people would say that might be a little bit neutral to maybe a little bit bearish on that report. But we'll see what happens Monday. We don't have a real good track record of showing this report and then reaction on Monday kind of coinciding with what the report said.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Save on taxes with a durable Kubota purchase from Great Plains Kubota. Don't wait till December to shop our reliable Kubota equipment because it may be too late. Call 855-4-KUBOTA to ask a sales pro about GP's factory-to-field program. With Kubota inventory shortages, you can't afford to miss out on our exclusive offer designed to help you get the Kubota you'll need before the end of the year. The good news is Great Plains Kubota has more Kubota equipment, more options, and more ways to serve their customers than other dealers. Visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Today's grain futures markets were mixed. We had corn down about 2 cents, putting December at 570 and three quarters of a cent. Really still near the high above moving averages, so a lot of the bull camp would say that the market was, or the trend was still intact. January beans down two, March is down a penny and a half. The January beans are currently at 1263 and a quarter. Chicago wheat was up anywhere from 2 to 4 cents. July of next year up 4 at 828 and 3 quarters. The fact that it came back late in the day kind of helped the bull camp there. Yesterday we had a reversal where the market opened higher and made new highs and then sold off. So today's strength, kind of reinforced the bulls for continuation of the uptrend. And then Kansas City wheat was up anywhere from 5 to 8 cents. July was at 825.5, up 6.5. And I believe this is going to be the highest closing price we've seen on the July Kansas City wheat. Minneapolis, on the other hand, lower. We were 6.5 lower in December at 10.10 and a quarter. March is down 5.25 at 10.14 and a half. Cotton futures today were up 163 at 119.22. The March is up 129 at 116.43. So the cotton market is still strong. Currently, the Dow Jones and equities are under pressure here. We're down 253 in the December Dow, 35,558.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.